I never know what markets are going to do. There's never been a time in my life when I know what markets are going to do over a long period of time. They're going to go up. But in terms of what's going to happen in a day or a week or a month or a year even, I never felt that I knew it, and I've never felt it was important. I will say that in 10 or 20 or 30 years, I think stocks will be a lot higher than they are now. You know, stocks are going to go down. You could probably look it up as to what percent of the days of the, you know, since I was born, they've gone down, and maybe it'd be 30% or something like that. And you can't predict what stocks will do, but in the short run. But you can predict that American business will do well over time. And just take the 20th century. Stocks went from 66, the Dow average, 66 to 11,497. And you were getting three times as much in dividends as the whole average was selling for at the start. And you had two world wars, and you had a Great Depression, flu epidemics, all kinds of things. American business will do fine over time, and if you own a piece of it, and if you don't beat yourself, the only person that can cause you to get a bad result in stocks is yourself.
Investment is a pretty simple thing. Investment is owning businesses, or I would say, being an inveterate index fund person, owning all of American business, owning every company in America, letting capitalism do its work. Those companies will grow at probably around 7% a year. They'll pay you about a 2.5%, somewhat lower than history, but a 2.5% dividend yield. And that should, over time, bail you out of anything that happens because of the wild swings. I mean, if you visualize investment as growing in kind of a steady line, which it does, and visualize the crazy market as being all these jags up and down around this steady line, upward, always upward, I think, then you've got to say, I know I'm not smart enough to get out at the high. I know I'm not smart enough to get back in at the low. So I'm just going to stay the course, as we would say at Vanguard, and hang on through all that. And importantly, if I'm trying to accumulate money for retirement or to buy a home or to educate my children, what you want to do is keep investing. And, you know, say, how can I keep investing the day that the market goes down 600 points? That's the greatest time in the world to invest. It's certainly better than doing it the day before it goes down 600 points. And I think people have lost sight of the fact that a sharp market decline is, of course, it's bad for sellers, but it's good for buyers. And since the stock market is the interaction of sellers and buyers, it's always good for somebody.
As I said, and I've meant, 1,000 times, if not 10,000 times. No matter what happens, stay the course. Good luck in investing in these interesting times.